Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on strikes.
Fastball. What a pitch.
If that's the end of the day, that's a heck of a start for Sanchez, but he might come back for the seventh.
We'll see. You're right.
Crowd loves
didn't
it.
Didn't need to. Nope. Showed enough there, didn't he, Bogey?
I will say this. Sanchez, over the last like four starts or so, Brad Ausmus has been much more aggressive in getting him off the mound and going to the bullpen.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Even like, when he was good, he would blow up in the sixth or seventh inning.
He would, and that was the thing that bothered me, too. Even Mike Pelfrey, it was one of those situations where if you get six innings, maybe even 5 2/3 out of both of those guys, go get them. Like, I understand, even if things are going incredibly well, usually it ended up going poorly in the sixth inning.
Almost
if
always.
If you let him go back out there maybe for the seventh inning, it was amazing. It was like clockwork every single time.
All right, we're going to take the calls of those supporting me at 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Two things to remember. Number one, when you didn't think Mike Pelfrey, Pelf Dog as they call him, had anything left and the Tigers cut him, hasn't he done pretty well for the White Sox?
Mike Pelfrey has done better than I ever could have imagined.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
If he pitched, got one more batter out, that's better than we could have imagined. And number two, as far as Anibal Sanchez as a trade chip, understand that this isn't just like, oh, out of nowhere, the Tigers are going to put one player on the trade market. These scouts are coming every game now to scout all the other Tigers. It's like back when you covered recruiting, they'd come out to watch the one big quarterback kid, and then they'd notice a little wide receiver kid, and he would get a big scholarship offer.
That's how Caris LeVert got discovered.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That is one of the things that can be going on. Like they come back, well, Verlander lost this, but did this, but the Sanchez guy all of a sudden, that's why he's a trade
chip. See, the problem is you're doing a classic like new age 2017 thing where you're a victim of the moment. You're a victim of the now. You see what's gone on over the last, you know, like four games or so, and you go, oh, man, he's back. Look at him. Maybe he could help someone, when in reality, it's a very small sample size. Two of the teams that he went up against are the worst hitting teams in
again
the National
with
League.
That.
And I'm sorry, I don't see a team out there that's going to be willing to part ways with any kind of a young talent or even an add-in, if you will, just to take on
Anibal
Sanchez.
You're a contender and you need a starter for the back end of your starting rotation. Yes, you would, for sure. And number two, the short, small sample size. I am not a small sample size guy.
You are being so right now.
I like big samples. Trust me on that one. But I heard after the Verlander game on Sunday, oh, he got lit up so bad. Now his trade value is just in the crap. I'm like, shut up. What are you talking about? His velocity is as high as it's been in 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
His trade value did not tank. And I'm not saying Anibal's has skyrocketed on four starts. I'm just saying it now exists.
Even if he is an add-in, what does it matter? Because it would be the Tigers begging a team to just take him on. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like right here, right now, like we talked about the Steve Ott thing. It's not like you'd be able to call up a team and go, well, what do you think? And back into the rotation, you want Sanchez? He looks like he really figured it out. I think he's back to this, you know, form in 2013. I don't think teams are going to buy
that.
How
offended.
That.
If Anibal, if you're out there, very nice guy. How offended would Anibal be that you're comparing him to Steve Ott now as far as a trade
deadline? That's what he was, though. I mean, Woj, come on. They DFA'd Mike Pelfrey. They DFA'd Francisco Rodriguez. Anibal Sanchez was in that same mix, in that same, you know, little mixed bag of complete disappointments and guys that everyone here in Detroit was ready to move on from.
Okay. Why don't we hear from the people instead of
you? All right. Let's talk to Chad and Canton. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Chad.
Hey, Bogey. Hey, Wojo.
Hello, Chadwick.
I've been on hold for over an hour. I brought this up on the Valeni show, but didn't get in, and they let me stay on for the topic.
Good.
I really do believe, I truly believe if Sanchez can put together consecutive two to the three more starts that he gets and be decent, that he is a viable option for somebody to want. I mean, the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Nationals, it's a different league. It's easier to pitch in. And
yes,
if Sanchez can continue doing what he's doing, which has blown my mind, I didn't think that he could do this.
See, and that's the million-dollar question, well, though. Chad, I mean, again, this has been a guy.
He only has to do two more starts before the trade deadline, basically.
This is a guy that has been inconsistent for a long period of time.
Right.
He might get three. There's no doubt about that. But consistency has been his major issue. That's why he's had to go back to Toledo. That's why he's had to retool and go to the bullpen. I got to believe that the blow up is coming at some point. I know that's negative, and I'm very sorry about that, but that kind of seems to be the reality here.
He really looks different. I mean, I've watched these four starts. He totally looks different. He's got more control. He's changing speeds way better than he did. He threw one at 71 miles an hour today, and was it Posey?
Yeah, Posey, who was hitless in the entire series. Yeah, for sure. And
that's
again,
a bit better.
Right, Chad, we're not, and thanks for the call, Chad, we're not, and I say maybe only two more starts because maybe you can deal. I'm not going right up to July 31st, maybe July 24th or whatever. If he goes through two more starts on a pace of four walks and 22 strikeouts, Bogey, you let's bet dinner.
Wait, okay.
We bet dinner recently, and I forget. Did I win?
I do owe you something.
I think I did.
I forget
yeah.
what it was, though.
Let's do it again with dinner if he is traded before the trade deadline or not. Anibal Sanchez.
He's not going to be traded.
And I will even add this. He has to be traded for another human, okay? He can't just be, I guess, well, no, you can't trade draft picks, right? So I guess, yeah.
Okay.
What about that?
But hold on, though. This is an unfair bet because Anibal Sanchez could just be a total add-in, a throw-in, and a team just goes, whatever, no big deal. Not because they actually want him, just because they really want
Justin Verlander, or they really want
J.D. Martinez.
Unless it's announced as Justin Verlander for this, and oh, by the way, the Tigers threw in Sanchez.
That's not how it would be announced.
Nope.
There isn't a team out there that is going to call the Tigers and just be like, yeah, Anibal Sanchez, what's it going to cost to get him?
I want a high-end steak, too. I'd like a high-end steak. I haven't had a high-end steak in a while.
Porterhouse?
I agree with Kyle. No one's calling the Tigers saying, we want Sanchez.
It's please take him.
You're going to take three or four starts and say, oh, you know what? That's a nice stretch. I want him now. I'm the Dodgers. I want to go win the World Series. I want Sanchez. No.
Mm-mm.
You want someone that has a longer track record this season. Not three or four stars.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But he does have a longer track record in previous years. And the Tigers have made these deals before for a marginal hitter when they're in contention or a pitcher. Mm-hmm. Remember Jared Washburn, although
yeah,
he was better.
That worked out well.
He was an ERA leader at the time.
That was the same year as Aubrey Huff, wasn't it? Yeah.
Okay, but marginal guys get traded all the time at the trade deadline.
You know how long it's been since he's been good? Mario said it. Oh, I remember the memory of when he struck out 17 against the Braves. It's 17 now.
I remember that. It was a Sunday afternoon game, struck out 17.
That was like 4th of July weekend or something like that, too, wasn't it?
5 years ago.
I remember that.
Ticket text,
barely.
97136. This is the point. If we could just get 90% of Sanchez's salary picked up, all in, and all we had to do was buy someone dinner, that's the entire trade, I would take it in a heartbeat. Well, it's not even...
See, but at this point, who cares?
Salary at this point, you're right. It's just
they're also
the rest of this year.
They're not going to pick up the option. They're going to give them the $5 million buyout, and away we go. Like, even if they don't end up moving him, Anibal Sanchez's days in Detroit are numbered.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.